As you were talking, I was just thinking of momentum, this downward momentum that power has us all trapped on. And it seems, when you look at Hugo Chavez, that he took a position within an institution, and that these institutions themselves are very rigid, right? And very, well, going against, the earth, the natural flow of things. And so he, in a very self-sacrificing way, as it turns out, he has lost his life. He, for a moment, as you said, for 14 years, tried to put this rigid, okay, you're going to play this game. Well, I'm going to, try and in place a sanctuary, a place where this is ours. We are the people. And that is a very noble and courageous thing. But is that going to stop this momentum being? And I guess this is similar to what you're saying, the Raven, when you're talking about nation states not being able to be the solution to our problem, because they are, by definition, these impose lots of messed up things like divisions and hierarchy and just rigidness. And then I thought about Bruce Lee when you were talking, and how he continually was talking about how you had to be like water. And so I was just thinking about, like, well, how can we as the people direct this energy, and sort of like Tai Chi, direct this energy that is going downhill? How can we, instead of being rigid, how can we do it effortlessly? Because I don't want to see a violent coup. How do we direct this downward energy into a path that is graceful, into a way that is in line with the earth? Because when you just look at the earth, and when you sit with the earth, you start to feel and get the sense of how she works and how you work and how everything works. And being rigid is not what you see at all. When you look in nature, things change and shift and grow. And so these institutions that are in place are very counter, very anti-earth. And so I think the solutions, what I'm getting at, I feel are extremely easy, right? All it is getting in touch with earth, right? As you talk about all the time, the Raven. And yet it's so vastly difficult for us to actually do. And that's what I'm saying. How do we shift in our minds that we are earth, we are like the water, we are shifting, we are immensely powerful, and how can we shift this negative downward energy into something that is powerful and amazing and acknowledges and is a collaborative effort of all of our work? And so again, I'm looking for, in my very not concrete solution, I'm looking for an effortless solution. I mean, similar feeling whenever I watched that Michael Jackson video, that it was shot by Spike Lee in the slums of Brazil, and not very slummy at all. When you see these children dancing in the street, and these people who are so powerful and celebrating that, and celebrating their life, and you see the anger and love and passion, that's something that I want to see here. And I don't think it's that hard, and yet I think it's incredibly difficult for us to see that and be that and bring that into action. I feel like we're close, but how do we get there? How do we, almost in like a artistic expression, how do we, if you look at it as art, how do we take this thing that's coming at us, and how do we shift it into this beautiful, sustaining solution?